Here I am. You're making a name. Watts, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Carry on, it's easy. to the vision I see. I gotta leave it all behind. Carry on, carry, carry on. You're behind me. Carry on and you'll find me. Carrying on, nothing complicated. Carry.
Jumping overboard, Cap, and swimming back to shore, 'cause now I know you're bailing with a thimble for a bucket-sized hole, covered in a treasure no one wants. Oh,
into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. Ah, you've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back. Thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones, 'cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
of me, but too much aggravation. It's the age of insanity. What has become of the green that feels out your wrist now? Ain't got no ambition. I'm just disillusioned. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna be him. My mama says she can't understand me. She can't see my motivation. Just give me some security. I'm a paranoid schizoid, but I'm of the 20th century. You keep all your smart button writers. Give me William Shakespeare. You keep all your smart modern fingers. I'll take Bam Bam Dish and the Vengeance Danger. Girl, we gotta get out of here. But I don't wanna die here. Yeah, we gotta get out of here. We gotta find a solution. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna be
controlled by civil servants and people dressed in grey. Got no privacy, got no liberty, 'cause the 20th century people took it all away from me. Myself shot down. Some trigger happy policeman. Gotta keep a hold of my sanity. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna die.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Cause my heart's ticking down and springs about to go. and she's got to move. Whoa, move.
We'll be right back. checking out her rack. She's got you running down the wrong track. Can't wait to see her face when I'm in her place and I'm trying to get you in the sack. She gonna slap when she sees me in your lap, and you say you had a change of heart. I gotta make you mama, we're running out of time. She's got you guarded like a Guggenheim. It's all that I can take. Let's make a jailbreaker. We'll be doing time in Anaheim. It's too bad about your girl. She doesn't look like she's much fun. It's too bad you got a date tonight.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.